Hare Krishna. Krishna is the source, the sustainer, and the summit of everything. Often, when people have a conception of God, they think that He is some person living somewhere far away, in some distant kingdom, from which He has some control over the world. And sometimes they say that maybe He doesn't have control over the world also, because this world is so complex. However, this is a complete misunderstanding of the conception of God and of His relationship with the world. The Bhagavad Gita explains that God's relationship with the world is not of one of some distance or remote control. It's a far more closer and direct relationship. He is the source, the sustainer, and the summit of the world. Let's look at these three things. Source. Source means everything comes from Krishna. Krishna is not just God, He is the absolute truth. And absolute truth means that which is the source of everything. So that is something which has to exist. What that absolute truth is, that conception different people may have differently. But absolute truth itself must exist. And Krishna is that absolute truth. So, in the Bhagavad Gita 10th chapter 8th verse, Krishna states that Aham sarvasya prabhavo mattah sarvam pravartate iti matva bhajante maam buddha bhava samanvitaha. It says Aham sarvasya prabhavo mattah sarvam pravartate, that everything comes from me. Everything is originating from me, he says. And those who are wise know this, they surrender wholeheartedly to me, becoming devoted to me. So, God, Krishna, is the source of everything. That is the first level relationship. So, a king who may be controlling from a far place, some kingdom which has been captured, that king is not the source of that kingdom. But Krishna is not like that. Krishna is the source of the world. Apart from that, He is the sustainer of the world. Science tells us about the laws of nature that operate within this world. And now these laws, where do they come about? How are they sustained? Actually, the laws may be sustaining the world, but who is sustaining the laws? That person who sustains the laws is Krishna. So He is the sustainer of everything. He talks about this at several places in the Bhagavad Gita. For example, in the 15th chapter, He states how He is the sustainer of everything from 15.12 to 15.14. One of the examples, He says, is Gama Vishacha Bhutani Dharayami Hamojasa Pushnami Chaushadhi Sarva Somo Bhutvara Satmakaha Gama Vishacha Bhutani. That He enters into the earth and from there He sustains everyone. Dharayami Aham Ojasa, He with His strength sustains everything. And then further, Krishna says, so He is a sustainer. The laws may be there, but the laws are sustained by Him. And then further, He is the summit of everything. This Krishna talks about in the 10th chapter, in the chapter called Vibhuti Yoga, where He gives many examples of how He is the greatest of all beings. And then He concludes by stating in 10.41, Yad vibhuti matsattvam shrimadurjitam evava tattadeva vagachattvam mamatejomsha sambhava. Yad vibhuti matsattvam, whatever is vibhuti mat, whatever is endowed with opulence, shrimadurjitam evava. Krishna gives examples of their opulence. It may be shrimad, very beautiful, urjitam, glorious, splendid. About such things, what about them? Mama tejo amsha sambhava. Mama tejo amsha. It is a spark of my splendor. In this way, Krishna declares that actually it is He who is the source and summit, sustainer and the summit of everything. When we understand that whatever we are attracted to in this world, its attractiveness is but a spark, and the whole Krishna, His attractiveness is many, many, many times more. And when we become attracted to Krishna, then our heart's longing for love attains eternal fulfillment. Thank you. Hare Krishna.